Harmac Holmes pre-game interview.
For Harmac Holmes, it's the I played with both series, and usually it's been a little bit Geelong skewed, but tonight we thought we'd skew it to the Bulldogs because we're going to talk with a Bulldog who actually played in the last ever Doggies win here at Cadinia Park, and that was back in 2003, about four different names ago for the stadium, I think, Pete. And we've been lucky enough to get him on the line from, I think, down in the enclave of Ocean Grove, where you do need a passport to get in. It's a very good evening to Matty Robbins. Matty, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy.
Yeah, mate, how you going?
Good, good. Tom King, Ben Castagnoli and Pete Ryan from The Age talking to you. I just mentioned there you played in the last ever Bulldogs win here at GMHBA Stadium. It was 18 years ago, but I suspect you've probably got fond memories of it.
Yeah, when you mentioned it the other day, we said you'd get me involved and get me online, and I was trying to think back to the actual game a long time ago. But I think it was a game where we were in a pretty good position to come home, and we did come home pretty strong in the last quarter, from what I can remember. Since then, it's been obviously a pretty hard place to win.
Drafted with pick 36 in the 1994 AFL draft, out of the old, the Sandringham Dragons. Now, I think they were Central back then when you were drafted. Tell us a bit about your footy journey before you got on the AFL radar.
Yeah, so I was a born and bred Ormond boy, grew up just in Murrumbina, and played my juniors there, and then went on to Ormond, and then was lucky enough to go to the Dragons, which is Central Dragons, Slug Jordan, which is the coach. Was obviously didn't mind any swear words, but he was a good coach, and then was lucky enough to get drafted to Geelong, and obviously moved away from home to come down here, and did my year 12 year down in Geelong with Stephen King and Adam Horham out at Belmont High, and that was my first year, but it was 95, like they were just a superstar team. Like there's Gary Ablett, Billy Brownless, Stoneham, Couch. Like there's no way I was going to get a chance to get a game in that first year. So and then I think I cracked a game the following year and played seven or eight games in my third year, and then got traded to the Bulldogs.
So we've spoken to a lot of players from your era that obviously the thing they got to do was play with Gary Ablett, but for you, unfortunately, you didn't get that opportunity. I think your one AFL game in 96, his last AFL season, he didn't play, and then the following year, 97, when he was on the list, I think he got injured in the twos in round one, and you were playing in the ones that day. Is that one regret that you didn't get to run out in the field with a great man in an AFL game?
Oh, mate, definitely. I mean, what a superstar. But I remember even just prior to that year, I was just having a kick with little Gaz in the rooms beforehand, and he was probably 13 at the time and stuff, and look at the player he's turned out to be as well. So that's probably my main regret, that I didn't get to play with him, but obviously went on to the Bulldogs and was able to forge out a better career there.
Now, Matty, you've got to be honest with this, the answer to this question. How often have you come home after just a sort of few refreshments? You've been out in the tiles. I know COVID hasn't been great for it, but you've maybe just been a Lammies or a couple of establishment, and you've just been hydrated. And you get home, and you just pop that mark on you took over. I think it was over Chris Johnson in 2005. Do you just whip that on every now and then just to show people how good you were?
Which mark was that again, mate?
That was the 05, wasn't it? Did you take a screamer? It was an absolute beauty. Did it win Mark of the Year?
No, I didn't even get Mark of the Year. It was a joke. Like, I don't know who was playing. I think the whole West Coast, McFarlane won it that year. I think they had half of West Australia voting for him. So,
Do you reckon they need to check the betting slips on that?
Well, mate, it's easy to take a two-handed grab, but mate, not many people can take a one-handed grab. I mean, me and Gary Ablett, maybe. But
it was an absolute crack. If anybody's out there listening and hasn't seen it, just Google Matty Robbins' mark. It was an absolute pearl. It was sort of Shea Bolton style, maybe not quite as high, but one-handed. Just the degree of difficulty was quite extraordinary. And then you went back. Did you go back and kick the goal that night?
Yeah, well, as I've taken the mark, Brad Johnson's obviously come in. He's like, mate, you won the car. Don't worry, don't even look at the big screen. I'm like, Johnny, get out of the way. I want to have a look. I managed to kick the goal. It was only 25 out from goal, so straight in front. So I would have looked a bit weird if I didn't.
Matt, Pete Ryan here. Just can you take me through, you mentioned there that you left Ormond still finishing, I suppose, VCE at Belmont High with Stephen King. And did you say Houlihan?
Adam Houlihan.
Take me through that year. Like, what's it like coming down from Ormond to live in Geelong as a Geelong footballer and you're going to Belmont High?
Yeah, I really enjoyed the year as such. But, obviously, it was hard. I obviously got billeted out to a family, and they looked after me pretty well. But it was around the stages when we went full-time then. So a lot of these guys were out working during the day. And then all of a sudden, we go to training at 4:30 in the afternoon. So it didn't really affect me from a missing training type thing. But it was just, obviously in the years that followed that, obviously become full-time and was a lot easier to get all the skills in that you needed to do to get to AFL. So it was good.
Matty, did Adam Houlihan teach you the art of reading the form guide back there at Belmont High?
Right, he was all over it. He's trying to get us on the punt as an 18-year-old and stuff like that. And I knew nothing about horses, but a fellow jockey liked to put out a couple of tips every now and then.
And he go. I think he's still involved.
I don't know. I haven't caught up with Hull for a while, I'll have to catch up with him at one of the reunions, obviously, that go take place most years.
When you think of your short career, the Cats, 7 games, and obviously 139 at the Bulldogs, but, you know, what do you think of those seven games at Geelong? Is there something that springs to mind, or is there an incident, or is there a game or something that sort of stays in your memory for your short stay at the Cats?
Yeah, well, when I was there, obviously they were pretty good in the first year. Obviously 95, they were a really good side. But then Ronnie Burns come along, and I was playing that kind of small forward kind of role, and then he just turned the league apart, like with the way he played and stuff like that. So, but I made heaps of really good mates there. I wasn't ready to actually play AFL. It took me to get to the Bulldogs to really learn the work rate and what was required diet wise, and how fit you had to be to try and get to that next level. So it was probably, I saw it more as an apprenticeship really, and made some really good mates down there, but it was one of those things that needed to happen for me to move on to get the opportunities.
And you became a great player at the Bulldogs. Can you take us through, you know, some of the things or highlights when you played there alongside Brad Johnson? And I imagine Rocket Eid would have been an interesting person to play under.
I actually got on pretty well with Rocket. There weren't many, as you would have seen over the journey with a couple of the sprays, the Will Minson spray, obviously, that most people heard about. But, I got on pretty well with him, and it was pretty straight down the line, but I definitely played some of my best footy at the Bulldogs under him. I remember a game we played out at, I think it was in West Coast, I think it might have been Brad Johnson's 250th game or something like that, and we ended up not playing too well in the last quarter, and they got back, and it ended up being a draw. And we're coming after the game, and boys, he started just going individually through each of the players and stuff like that, as you do. And like I'm sitting at the front, and I'm like, oh no, what's going on here? Like, and I hadn't played too bad, but it wasn't a super game. And anyway, so it got around to me, and he goes, "Matty, mate, I love you. You've had 10 tackles. You know, you've chased hard all day. But if you're thinking, we might as well get a Melbourne Storm player in here, because that's all you do is tackle." And I wanted to smile and laugh, but I was devastated at the time. But that was his humour, and I look back and I'm like, oh my god, I can't believe he said that to me. But anyway, so that's the kind of banter and stuff that you know, when you finish your career, you look back on and you go, geez, that was funny when someone said that, and you just try not to laugh out loud, but you just have to sit there and take it.
Matty, who have you sort of retained a strong bond with that you played footy with, from either the Cats or obviously more likely to be the Bulldogs, but who do you sort of still catch up with quite regularly in contact with?
I still catch up with like Rowan Smith and Brad Johnson every now and then. I know he's moved down this way, down to Torquay, but I've just moved my whole family down to Ocean Grove this year. But one of the things with the AFL system, it's not like the old days where, you know, you go to a club you're from around the area or you're in that zone. Like, it's the AFL bubble where they come from everywhere. So, like, majority of people that I play with, like, a good majority of them, they're in the state. Or, you know, you might have a few guys in Melbourne or whatever you catch up with at reunions and whatnot. But, yeah, so they're probably just a handful of guys that I've kind of kept in contact with. But a lot of them, yeah, you keep in contact with through Facebook and whatnot just to see how they're tracking with their life. I was out surfing the other day and ran into Ryan Hargraves. We were actually trying to catch the same wave. I was about to, like, have a go at him, saying, like, get off my wave, Shaggy. But, but yeah, so it was good. Yes, yeah, so every now and then you run into your old teammates and stuff, and it's like nothing's changed.
Matty, you've got yourself involved in local footy, helping out at Ocean Grove, and obviously we keep a close eye on them through Nealty and his link to the Grubbers and the success he had, and the club's looking to replicate that and having a good start to the year, and you've had an involvement. Talk to us about how you got involved at the Grubbers.
Yeah, well, just when I moved down, I was pretty keen to just get to know a few people, obviously network and get a feel for the place. So I rang up the coach, Pete Tavey, and asked if I could get involved, and he was happy to have me down and, as a defensive coach and just looking after younger players. We're a super young team. We'll be playing to Torquay tomorrow, but we played them in round one, and we had five or six debut players. We've got 10 players under, like, 10 games. So, and they're all our pretty really good players. So it's only going to... I'd say we're kind of building something there, but it might be a slow build, but I reckon we're going to get back to where we were when Nealty used to dominate down there.
Mate of mine, Paul Sutton, down there, Matt Robbins, he said, yeah, you're doing a good job.
Yeah, Suts loves it. So yeah, he's a good man, and yeah, met some really, really good people down here, and been involved with, like, it's a lot different to the VAFA teams I've been involved with, you know, with Ormond, and it's just a different type of feel as far as country footy goes and stuff, and everyone supports the community and stuff, so it's really great.
Matty, obviously you'd be the tackling coach then.
Well, you'd like to think so. Well, otherwise, I'll have to get another Melbourne Storm player in there. I'm not sure.
I've got one trivia question before we let you go. Your last game was also Luke Darcy's last game. Is that correct?
Yep.
And you both got chaired off. Who chaired you off?
Oh, maybe Brad Johnson and Matty Boyd.
Right.
I think it might have been. Yeah, I think.
Two short blokes.
I was filthy because I lined up in the last game, and the blokes will look after me in the last game. You know, I just rocked over, and it's Glenn Archer, and I'm like, you're kidding me. I said, come on, bro. And it was like it was his last season anyway. Like, I think he retired a couple of weeks later in the finals order. And I'm like, are you kidding me, man? Like, come on.
So, what, you didn't get a kick?
Oh, I kicked four on him, but that's all right.
And a good way to bow out. Matty, we'll leave it at that. Really appreciate you joining us and taking us down memory lane. We've enjoyed this segment, and great to get a couple of laughs and have a chat. And well done with the work you're doing and giving back at local level as well, especially at Ocean Grove. Great to have you in the Bellarine comp and involved in local footy. Good to talk, and good luck tomorrow against the Tigers.
Cheers, boys. All the best.
Good on you, Matty.
Matty Robbins joining us there. Thanks to Harmac Homes. Now, do you have titled land? Harmac Homes can have you on site within 12 weeks. Visit harmachomes.com.au for your local display centre. Terms and conditions apply. Your dream, their commitment. It's the Harmac way.
The Harmac Homes pre-game interview.